you ever been into space? Dr. Strangelove has, or so he thinks. Lee B and Olipop are not so sure, although they sometimes wish he'd be tied to the nearest rocket headed for the sun, and I don't mean the good quality newspaper.
Mr. B! Mr. B! Have you seen this thing in the paper?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Wonder where the sausage from my sausage sandwich had gone. Nice.
Morning, everyone. I bring Jaffa Cakes.
Jaffa Cakes all over the floor again.
Yes, so sorry about that, Mr. B. I shall attempt to hoover them up straight away with my tongue.
Not so fast, Mr. Pop. That was a fanfare. It means we're having a visit from the boss, Steve.
Steve?
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Steve.
Yes, he's the Megatron supercomputer construction that I made a year back, remember? Only now he's called Steve. It stands for Space Travel Exploration Very... something E.
E?
E!
Silence! Steve detects small, orange, not humanoid life forms scattered all over the floor.
Yes, sir. It's Ollie.
I'm going to punch you in a minute, Weeby.
You will do no such thing. You will tidy up the mess you made and lock yourself away in the naughty drawer on Mr. B's desk.
Oh, no, not the naughty drawer, please. Anything but that. Oh, let me out.
That is taking care of that one.
Excuse me for being ignorant, Steve.
Permission refused.
But why have you suddenly decided to pay us a visit? I mean, what's the catch?
I am here to tell you that Dr. Strangelove's rocket construction work has finished completion.
Ah, good.
Steve is here to also tell Dr. Strangelove that his rocket has, in actual fact, taken off.
What?
About a minute and a half ago.
Dr. Strangelove, I didn't know you had a rocket.
Not anymore, he doesn't. It's just taken off.
Yeah, and with WCR Studios tied to the end of it.
What?
Yeah, look out of the window if you don't believe me.
Oh my God, we're in orbit.
We most certainly are. But who was responsible for lighting the blue touch paper?
Well, that'll be me. See, whilst I nipped out on a very important errand to bring back some Jaffa Cakes, I decided to have a crafty smoke.
Then what? You decided to smoke the blue touch paper?
Well, I touched it. How was I to know it'd go off?
Oh, my goodness gracious, this is serious. Hadn't we best get down?
Yes, let's get down and dance. Get down, yeah, get down. Hey, no fair. You cut me off whilst I was still dancing.
Tough.
Never mind about that, you two. Look down there. We're headed for the planet of the fruit.
What was that?
An outer orbit grapefruit splattered all down the window.
You know, it's funny.
Is it?
Well, here we all are, floating about in space, and not one of you has decided to make the phone home joke.
It's not only a joke, it's a perfectly feasible idea. Come on, let's phone home.
We could send out for pizza.
An even better idea.
Hello? Yeah? Pizza, please, at WCR. Ah, that'll be him now.
Pizza.
You're late. Thanks for the pizza. Push off.
Hey, no, you can't get rid of the pizza man. He's our only lifeline.
Don't be so absurd. We should enjoy ourselves whilst we're up here in the inky depths of Spain. Space. Hey, what happened to the pizza?
You forgot the anchovies.
Oh, great. Ollie's eaten the pizza. You know, that's just fair dinkum brilliant, that is, you know, mate.
Why are you talking Australian?
Didn't know I was. Because we're flying upside down.
How? Boomerangs.
Never mind that, Mr. B. We can relax by switching on the telly. Switch it off.
Right, that does confirm we're all going crackers.
There's something big flying straight towards us at a rate of 30 knots.
Not.
No, it's not. It just looks like a giant nose.
Do that again.
You know what this means, don't you, Mr. B?
No, what?
It's the return of the nose. The very self-same nose that dropped a giant bogey on West Park a few weeks ago.
Oh dear, then we really are in trouble.
If only there was a WCRFM steering device, then we could attempt to steer round the giant nose.
Oh, too late.
Oh, we've been bogeyed. Ah!
Might I just interrupt?
Please do.
As a highly intelligent Megatron supercomputer with an appropriately silly acronym for a name, I might suggest that the best way of dealing with the nose is to aim straight for it.
You mean, get up it?
Certainly.
Well, that idea is so silly, it might just work.
Are you really going for it?
Yeah, let's get up the nose.
You get right up mine, so what the...
Right! Now then, all I have to do is to lean out of the doorway, waving my arms, and try to overbalance the WCR towers so that it flies straight into the nose.
That is such a silly idea.
Yes.
And you two can help me. Hurry up.
Later, after much merry larking about...
Well, isn't this nice?
Yes, just the three of us, squatting in the left nostril of a giant flying nose.
This was your stupid idea.
Well, I thought the nose would have exploded with the sheer force of us flying up it.
I don't know about you, though. I'm loving it up here.
What? Don't say that you're liking it stuck up here in a giant nose.
On the face of it.
Oh, please don't let there be a giant face. It's bad enough with just a nose.
We could put up some wallpaper and put up a few chintz curtains. It'd look lovely.
Oh, my giddy aunt. He's delirious.
He never sounded any better.
And even though we've lost WCR towers somewhere in space, we can still run the station from here. What do you think, you two? Radio Bogey. Radio Bogey is on the air.
Or not.
Snot. Yes, that's a good one.
Look, will we all please concentrate on the getting us down from here situation?
What do you think I've been doing making this escape capsule out of solid mucus? For when we get sneezed out, we can all jump in and land safely back on Earth.
Hey, look down there. It's West Park.
Oh, no, not again.
We're about to be bogeyed.
Ah, did you...